right. More reality radio. Joel ducking in here because we got the old fantasy baseball guy, Thistler. Glenn, how you doing, Glenn?
Good morning. I'm doing good.
Glenn Wagner joining us, who is one of from Signature Sign Graphics and Butternut, of owner of that, but one of the many volunteers and driving forces behind town celebration like Pioneer Days. Glenn, thanks for all you do for this celebration. There's a lot of people that make this happen, yeah. Right?
That's what I want to focus on today. Just a quick thing. One note on that. We did have a little change. The Butternut Bulldogs versus Glidden Orioles Friday is 5 p.m. It says 6 p.m. on the poster and most of the other advertising. So that is a schedule change. So 5 p.m. So get there a little bit earlier Friday. Catch the start of that game.
You have an excuse to have a beverage in your hand an hour earlier on Friday for Pioneer Days.
You can get there at 9 if you okay. want.
There will be somebody down there at 9, you're saying?
I will be there all day, pretty
okay.
much.
Okay, all right. Very good. Very good. All right, so let's thank Pioneer Days, by the way, a week from this weekend. Schedule available on our website and many other places, too, the poster. But we have a lot of individuals, businesses that step forward, Glenn, to pay for it all. We got bands, right. We got free music, all kinds of stuff going on.
Right. There's so much there, and there's so many people we got to thank. I want to kind of use this time to give some shout outs. Obviously, if you don't know already, it is a collaboration of 8 nonprofit entities that put this together. So it's the Butternut Area Park Association, the Butternut Lions Club, American Legion Post 272. Butternut Area Business Alliance, the Trail Midget ATV Club, Butternut Fire Department, Knights of Columbus, and the Butternut Fair Board. So that's the 8 groups that make up our committee that make all the decisions and delegate some responsibilities.
And there's probably more than one person that are on multiple of those.
Yeah, a lot of people wearing many hats.
Yeah, exactly.
For sure.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
Yeah, definitely. Randy Smart has been our chairman since the start of this committee. So he is the head honcho.
Eat a man.
You will see him out in the grounds all weekend long. Christian is another big one. He is running all over the place, setting a lot of stuff up.
Yeah,
he's our money guy, so he is there from the start to the finish.
Gray, you ever been the money guy?
I've never. Do I look like the kind of guy who would ever be called that?
It's good to be the money guy, John. So he seems like a good money guy, though. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, some other big shout-outs. I got to give kudos to Jim Lynch and his family. They have, every year, they're up there at the grounds way ahead of everybody else, cleaning up, picking up garbage, doing this, cutting trees down, helping out with this and that. So he's been phenomenal for us up there.
Yeah.
Right. The Butternut Bulldog baseball team. It's nice having them with a full season because all the field work on the baseball softball field, they've been taking care of that, dragging the field, keeping it nice. So that's a big help for us instead of a week or two before having to, redo the entire thing. It's pretty much
that's
ready
a lot
to
of
go,
work.
Right?
They've been keeping it up nice.
Right. Shout out to Mike Polacek. For years now, he has been our guy to get up there and open up the pits for the mud run. And that's a big deal, volunteering his time to come up there and do that. And his help on this restroom project up there, which will be completed for Pioneer Days. So we will have that up and running, I was
right
promised.
Next, right next to the beverage place?
Right next to the beer garden. Yeah. Yep. Full outdoor facility, men's and women's. Very nice. A lot of people donating their time and money towards that project to make that a reality this
very
year.
Very cool. All right.
So you'll definitely see that when you're up there. So the grounds are, we have not had great weather for grass growing. So it was all tore up. So the grounds, just be aware up there. We're trying to smooth them out as much as we can to make it good. It's going to be filled up, obviously, with Carnival and all the other attractions. But just be mindful that if we do get some rain, it could be a little muddy here and there. We just couldn't get that grass to grow quite quick enough. But yeah, just be mindful of that.
All right.
A few other shout-outs I want to hit right away. The Village of Butternut, all the town prep, making the town beautiful before the weekend, obviously with the big parade downtown on Sunday. Everything's nice and trimmed up and clean. So shout out to them. Town of Chippewa, Town of Agenda. Again, donations and their help for the restroom project, hauling in fill. And then for the mud runs and horse pulls, they're there pulling people out.
Yeah.
So they volunteer that every year. Want to give them a shout out. Troy Shawinski, fellow Thistler. He is in charge of the softball tournament. We kind of let him just run with that. So he's always the one gathering teams, getting umpires, getting equipment, getting the field lined, and keeping everything rolling on that. So that is a big responsibility for Troy all weekend. And he helps with the women's softball game on Thursday night, kind of organizing that and getting that.
And I saw some statistics last year. This may or may not be accurate, but the softball teams consumed 37.3% of the beer at the Pioneer Days. So
that's pretty close.
Is that pretty close?
Yeah.
Okay, just checking that.
My brother Josh has two teams in there, and they probably accounted for 75% of that.
All right. 75% of the 37%. Okay. All right, we're really breaking this down. I like that.
Yeah, and then shout out to Cindy Pritzel for the volleyball tournament on Saturday. Her and her kids put that on.
Two courts.
We had two courts last year. It went very well. Very good turnout. Very energetic games. So hopefully it won't be so hot. We got to put in a little call to Carl Klobotic.
It's supposed to be 70s mid next week. Whether that sticks around,
yeah,
we'll see.
Yeah, hopefully.
Odds are with you. That will be cooler.
Yeah, but that's a big undertaking to keep all that organized with all the teams that we have in that. So, and all the volunteer bartenders between the beer garden and the main bar and cleanup crews. There's just so many people that lend their time and talents to helping us out. And also with the women's softball, Callie Rattlinger and Sierra Cracky are the two contact points for that. Trying to get the girls organized. And that will be, from my understanding, that will be a slow pitch game this year.
Okay.
They might sprinkle in a little bit of fast pitch here and there, depending on who's pitching and who's batting.
Sure.
You never know.
Sure.
But get a little more offense in it this year. They were leaning that way. So
cool.
It should be a lot of fun to watch.
Nice.
And, of course, the biggest shout-out I have to give is Jenny and Linda Smart. Without them going around and collecting donations, And the list is phenomenal, and they do an incredible job. And they start months in advance, and you know, asking businesses, stopping places, repeated times, you know, to get the right person. And that is a huge, huge undertaking. And that kind of brings me to our list, and it is huge. We, you know, to date, currently, she just gave me the current list. You know, 108 sponsors.
Wow.
At various levels. That is a lot of people to keep track of.
Yeah.
And they do it every year. And it's phenomenal. The repeat people on this list, new people, it's incredible, the outpouring that we have to put this on. So. Yeah.
And for those who aren't familiar, maybe you're new to the area, there's music there that's free. You can just pull up. The music is free through the weekend. And K&M Amusements for rides for the kids. There's wristbands, so you can just, you know, plop down, I think it's $25 or whatever, and they just let them go. Let them go for the 3-4 hours. I love the wristbands. But K&M has really become a staple of our small-town celebrations up here.
Right.
Because it's a locally-based company that's been doing this for a long time. It changed a lot during the pandemic. They made it through it, and now they're providing really some quality stuff for the kids and families.
Right. Yeah, that whole, at the 2020 year, you know, that we got shut down on that, and then the following years where we did not have a carnival, you know, we really had to try a few different things. It actually worked. It was kind of nice. It was quiet.
Yeah, it was. I remember that.
but definitely that is a huge draw for families to come up and spend the whole weekend up there.
Yeah, exactly.
Take advantage of that. But yeah, and everything else that we have there, the mud runs and the horse poles, those are about the only things that you have to pay to get in. And we keep that so low.
Yeah.
So the families can enjoy it.
Good food, good fair food, always cold beverages, and you got the concession stand too inside of the main.
Which has some hometown
cooking and bars and baked goods in there.
Yeah, and that's put on by National Honor Society for Butternut.
Yeah.
So you'll see a lot of them kids there.
Polka music on Sunday again?
Yes.
Are we doing that?
Yep.
All right. Polka back
after a 2-year hiatus.
Nice.
Back to polka, and it's a young band. Energetic, so something a little bit different.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to seeing what they sound like.
That'll be fun. All right, very good.
Yeah, I do want to hit. I do have to do some sponsor shout outs here for sure. I'm not going to go through the whole 108.
You could read them really. You'd be like that FedEx guy used to do the commercials. You could just read them really fast.
Yeah, you speed it up real quick. Make me sound like a chipmunk here.
All right, some of the big ones.
Yeah, but definitely Forward Bank. Bonner Area Business Alliance, Northwoods Community Credit Union, River Valley Mutual Insurance Company, Winterwoods, Jen's Butternut Cafe, us at Signature Sign, Big River Repair, Birch Street Funeral Home, Bobbers, Careview of Minocqua, Dave Zesch Trucking, Marshfield Clinic Health System, Randy and Cindy Zesch, Rankin Services, the Class of 1981, Schlayer Logging, Smart Plumbing and Heating, St. Croix, Super One Foods, Tom Miller Electric, XL Energy, Terry and Patty Polachek, D&D Tire and Auto, Park Falls Hardwoods, AC Carpet Plus, and MasterCare Lawn Services. And that's just the tip of the iceberg for the number of sponsors that we have. And you'll see the whole list of these sponsors up on the grounds. We got signs all over up there. Some are sponsoring specific events. Some just won't give a general donation. They're listed all throughout the grounds up there. And we try to give shout outs wherever we can, you know, get the bands to mention the main sponsors. There's banners up there. So we're trying to get you a shout out as much as we can, social media, advertising, the whole works.
Yeah. Very good. Class of 81, 45 years. Yeah. They're old. They're old. Older than me. I could just say that. So
not as old as those Wheaties we ate earlier.
Good, yeah. 95. Yeah.
Okay. So older,
okay,
but still
older. Yeah.
It might as well be.
All right. So we have the banner on our website. Is there a butternut, dot, what's the website?
Butternutwi.com.
Okay. If you want.
And also on Facebook, if you just look up Butternut Pioneer Days, you will find it on there as well. And that's where more of the updates are going to be.
Right. A week from this weekend. So a week from Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Well, actually starting Thursday.
Starting Thursday.
Thursday is the women's softball night. Yep. And Jen from Butternut Cafe has her rib fest.
Oh, yeah.
That she puts on for locals that want to get up there and before the big crowds get there and enjoy some good cooking and a nice cold beverage and watch some women's softball.
Yep. Good hometown celebration. If you haven't been there or you're new to the area, it is you feel everything about what a small town is when you go to Pioneer Days. Right. You really do. And it's just an awesome setting on top of the hill up there, too.
Yeah, lots of shade. We took some trees down that needed to be taken down, but it's still a lot of trees, a lot of shaded area. Two big tents up there to get out from underneath the sun.
Yep.
Plenty of opportunity to cool down.
Cheese curds, corn dogs, all that stuff. So, all right, well, you'll be back in next Wednesday, right?
Yes.
All right, we'll have a final wrap-up on any changes and modifications to that.
Sorry, I can't. Cheese curds, corn dogs, and other members of the 98Q audience and crew. It sounds like you're talking about us. It's cheese curd and corn dog over here. And,
in the morning show.
I see t-shirts coming.
Absolutely.
It's a good name for a morning show. Cheese curd and corn dog in the morning. I like it.
Oh, I should have kept
it. It's like the old cold pizza from ESPN.
Should have kept that to myself.
I never forgot about that. All right, Glenn, good to see you. We'll see you next Wednesday again.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, Pioneer Days and Butternut a week from this weekend. We got that flyer at 98qcountry.com if you want to take a look at it.